Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Samach Vav, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vav and Aleph at the new Perek, at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah will now bring 10 different cases, 5 by a Chatas Oif and 5 by an Oilas Oif, and the Mishnah begins, Chatas Oif Shasolamata Kamaisa Chatas, L'Shem Chatas Kshira, if a Chatas Oif was done properly, number 1, it was done Lamata Mechuta Sikra, and number 2, it was done like a Chatas, and the Kohen did the Malika of one Simon, and he also did Hazar, as well as Mitzvah Adam, and number 3, when he brought the carbon, he did it lishma and lishem chatas, and certainly this is the proper way to bring a chatas oif, and therefore it's kosher. Nine in the first tesis in the perek, zui mitzvasa, this is certainly the proper way to bring a chatas oif. Some agurus that tesis bothered that why the Mishnah states shasa, which is mashma b'di'eved, and therefore tesis states v'hadunakat shasa b'di'eved agav achrini nakde, it is only agav the rest of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues with the second case b'negei chatas oif. This case is also very simple. K'maisa Chatas l'shem oila, that he brought a carbon chatas properly. However, his kavanah was l'shem oila, and as we previously learned, that a chatas oif that was brought shalei l'shma has the same din of a chatas behemoth that was brought shalei l'shma, and it will be puzzle. The third case of the Mishnah is k'maisa il l'shem chatas, that if one brought a carbon chatas oif, even if he brought l'shma and he brought l'shem chatas, but he did k'maisa oila, then the Mishnah will tell us that it's puzzle, and the Gemara will have a shayla as to what it means k'maisa oila. And the fourth case of the Mishnah is k'maisa il l'shem oila. Psula, that if one brings a chatas oif and he does kamaisa oila and he also has kavanah l'shem oila, then it would be psula. And the mefarshim explained that since in the previous two cases kamaisa chatas l'shem oila or kamaisa oila l'shem chatas, the carbon is pasul, so certainly kamaisa oila l'shem oila would be psula. And once again, they explain that we only bring down this case out of the other cases. And some explain that inachinami zuvein sarach l'mezuktani. Finally, the Mishnah continues that all these cases were where someone brought a chatas oif l'matim chutas sikra, was brought in the place of the chatas oif. However, the Mishnah states asala ma'ila k'maisa kulam psula, that if one actually takes the chatas oif and he brings it ma'ila mechutas sikra, and all the previous cases of k'maisa chatas l'shem oila, k'maisa oila l'shem chatas, or k'maisa oila l'shem oila, and even if he did k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas, then the carbon would be pasul. Ayin taisis diba maschal ma'ila k'maisa kulam psulan, where taisis brings down the Mishnah daf chav av min aleph, which she says b'degei azrika that nasan and sinitanu l'matal ma'ila. That the carbon would be pasul. And daf chav vav and beis, Shmuel tells us that when the Mishnah states pasul, it means psul basa avol bayil neskapru. Therefore, Taisa states, according to Shmuel, kivin shegiyah damal nizbech neskapru bayilim. Therefore, in this last case, if the only problem with the chatas oif was that he did that zos hadam lemayilim chutas sikra, then even though the basa would be pasul, but the kapara of the carbon would still be valid. The Mishnah now continues to bring five similar cases b'negei oil soif. As the Mishnah states, Eilus Oif Sha'asal Ma'ila K'maisa Oil L'Shem Oil K'shira, that if one brings an Eilus Oif, and number 1, he does all the Avodis L'Ma'ila M'chuta Sikra, number 2, he does the Avodis properly, and he does Malika of two Simonim, and he does Mitzvah Adam L'Ma'ila M'chuta Sikra, number 3, his intent was L'Shem Oila, then the Eilus Oif would be Kosher, and it would be Olu L'Ba'ilam L'Shem Chayva. The Mishnah continues with the second case by an Eilus Oif, K'maisa Oil L'Shem Chatas K'shira, L'Vachli Osal L'Ba'ila, if one performed all the Avodis properly, and he did so l'mayla mechut ha-sikra, however he had kavan l'shem chatas, then as we learned, that if you bring any carbon shalei l'shma, aside for a carbon chatas and a carbon pesach, so the carbon is kosher, but it's not all l'mayla l'shem chayva, and therefore the same applies by an eil sa'if, that since he had kavan l'shem chatas, so it would be kosher, though it would be also l'balel l'shem chayva. The Mishnah continues with the third din, b'negei an eil sa'if, k'maisa chatas l'shem oila, we brought the eil sa'if l'shem oila, and he did so l'mayla mechut ha-sikra, however he did so k'maisa chatas, and the Gemara will explain what k'maisa chatas means. And the fourth case by an eilus oif is k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas, that if he did avodis k'maisa chatas, he also had kavanah l'shem chatas instead of l'shem oila. In all these cases, psula, that the carbon would be pasul. Finally, the Mishnah brings the fifth case b'negei an eilus oif asal l'mata k'maisa kulam psula, that if one brings an eilus oif and he brings a l'mata m'chut ha-sikra, in all the previous cases, including the case where he brought an eilus oif k'maisa oila l'shem oila, and he did everything else properly, that the carbon would be pasul. And once again, according to Shmuel, this would only be a psul basa avol bayilam neskaprim. However, keep in mind that the Shita Mekubetzes argues with Tosis, and he states that din of Shmuel was dafka stated by a carbon behema. However, this din of Shmuel doesn't apply b'negei an oif. When our Mishnah states psula, it means that the carbon is completely pasul. As the Shita states, l'kama Shmuel ela bizvachim al ba'if loy, the krodim maisel el gab bizvachim ksiv, as the pasuk that Shmuel brought previously was relevant to a Karim Behema, as the Pasuk states, Vanina Satilachem Alam is Bech Lechaper, and therefore this din doesn't apply to an oif. Ayin the Baram Tesis and Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, Diva Maschel, Lamata Kamaisa Kulam Psula, where Tesis references Tesis and Daf Samach Karim Beis at the top of the Amid, where Tesis brings down, Bechatas Nicha Kedashim Materis Kainim, Chatas Hi, Shim Mokash Lelishma Psula, Vuadin, Chal Shishinim Psula, and as long as you have any Shino by Chatsa Oif, there will be a Psul, Alba Ilukashim and Alon, but Tesis bothered, how do we know that the same din applies, but the Gaya Karbon Ilsa Oif, Ayin Sham, and we continue on Daf Samach Vav and Beis with the Gemara. Before we begin, let us remember that we had a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbis of Shimon, but the Gaya Malika by Chat Sa'if. Our Mishnah taught us that since the Pasuk in Pashas Vayikra teaches us, but the Gaya Chat Sa'if, Umalakas Rashi and Mul Arpai Velo Yavdil, so the Malika of Chat Sa'if has to be on one Simon, and if one severs both Simonim, then the carbon would be Pasul. And on the top of Daf Samachayim Beis, the Gemara stated, Masnisin Dleikra Rabbis of Shimon, as Rabbis of Shimon holds, Shimati Shimavdilum Chat Sa'if, that I have a Kabbalah that if one severs both simanim by chatas oiv, that the carbon would still be kosher. Our Gemara now begins that b'degeya carbon chatas oiv, the Mishnah stated that if one brings a chatas oiv and he brings it properly lamata mechata sikra, but he does kamaisa ilu l'shem chatas, then the carbon would be pasul. And the Gemara starts the shani memai, and what change do you make, and why was it considered kamaisa ilu? And the Gemara therefore says ilayim the shani b'malika, as if you will say that he actually made a change, and instead of doing malika on one simin, he did malika on both simanim, and he was mavdil. And the Gemara is bothered that if so, name it like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, the Amish Shemati Shemavdilim Bechatas Oiv. Then let us say that Amish is also not like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. As according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, this carbon would still be kosher. The Gemara responds that why would you be bothered? V'lo yakimna like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Didn't we already say that the previous Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and therefore it would make sense that Amish is also not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? However, the Gemara responds loy that we don't have a riot that Amish is not going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, as the Shani Bazaar, our Mishnah is teaching us a din specifically b'negei someone that made a change b'negei hazar, and even though there's a requirement by echatas oiv to do hazar and to spray the blood directly from the neck of the bird onto the mizbeach and then to do mitzvah adam, and this kohen skipped hazar and went directly to mitzvah adam, that is called ma'isa ilo. And as we learned, an ilus oiv doesn't have hazar and only has mitzvah adam. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that this carbon will be pasul. It could be that the Mishnah is not discussing someone that made any change by Malika, as even if he would actually make a change by Malika and he would actually sever both simanim, then it would be kosher, as the Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. The Gemara continues that Hachi Nami Mistavra, then our Mishnah makes sense. When we discuss any shinuyim, we're referring to Azar. My raya to this is Midiktani Sefer, as since in the fifth case of the Mishnah, B'negei Chatas Oif, the Mishnah states, Asalam Maila Kamaisa Kulam Psula, even if you performed the Chatas Oif properly, and you did it L'shem Chatas and Kamaisa Chatas, but you did the avodas lemaylam chutas sikra, then it would be pasul. Vafilu kamaisa chatas l'shem chatas, as we explain, and the shani b'mai, and which avoda did he do lemaylam chutas sikra? As ilayim the shani b'malika, as if you will explain that the kohen did malika v'chatas oif lemaylam chutas sikra, but va'omama malika b'chol makam v'mizbeach shira. But we already previously learned that if someone did malika sa'if at any place that's on the mizbeach or next to the mizbeach, then it would certainly be kosher, and therefore the sefer of our mishnah cannot be talking about someone that made a change in Malika, and Elalav, the Shani Bazaar, and therefore it must be that the Sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Kohen did the Azor Sadam of the Chatas Oif, Lamaylam Chatas Sikra, and therefore it would be possible. When the Sefer Bazaar, Reishinami Bazaar, and since the Shinui in the Sefer of the Mishnah is referring to Azor, therefore in the Reishin of Mishnah, where one did a Maisa Il L'Shem Chatas, and he did so Lamatam Chatas Sikra, we're also talking about a Shinui Azor, and as we explained, the Kohen didn't do Azor at all, and he went directly to Mitzvah Adam, since he brought a Chatas Oif, Kamaisa Ila, so it would be Pasul. Therefore, it would seem that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and if he would do a Shinui in Malika, that would not be a Psul, as Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that if someone does Malika, a boast of Monim, by a Chatas Oif, then it would not be Pasul. However, the Gemara responds that your Diuk is not necessarily a proper Diuk. Certainly, we should explain our Mishnah not like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, as Midi Iria, Hakadi Isa, Vahakadi Isa, in the Hanami, when the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about a Shinui Maisa, referring to two different cases, as either the Kohen made a Shinui Malika and he severed both Simanim, or he made a Shinui in Azar and he only did Mitzvah Adam. And in the Chanami, the ratio would not be like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In the Chanami, the Sefer, which is talking about a Shinui Makoim, certainly since all agree that if someone did Malika, L'mayla Mechut HaSikra, even by Echat HaSa'if, then it would be Kasha. Therefore, the Sefer must be speaking. speaking about a shinui in hazah, since the kohen did the hazah, the chatzah oif l'maylo mechut hasikra, so the carbon is puzzle, as Rashi states, hakad isav hakad isa, kol chadav v'chadav b'mada habishinu l'gabei mari, as reishi to mari b'shinu masel, ikal l'meimu de malika nami ari, and therefore our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, save for the maisa de malika, that if you did a maisa malika l'maylo mechut hasikra, lo yav b'shinu, that would not be considered shinui to sukim b'hazah. Meilu, we had to explain that as dafka talking about a shinu b'hazah, and what did hazah l'maylo mechut hasikra. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's actually begin the next Mishnah, as this Mishnah will be integral to our sugya. Prior to starting the Mishnah, let us point out the following dinim, that number one, we know that if a bird dies or the shechita is done improperly, then the bird is an avela, and number one, one cannot eat the bird, and number two, it's metame abesablia, and even though if one touches it, they will not become tame, but if someone eats an oif nevela and it goes into their throat, then it will become tame, and their clothing would also become tame. Number two, we know it is an issa me'ila, and the issa me'ila applies to any part of a carbon or any carbon that belongs to Hashem. In regard to Hasugya, then certainly me'ila applies both to a carbon chatas ha'if as well as to an ilas ha'if prior to hazah or mitzvah adam, as they are both kachay kachim. However, since once someone does hazah sadam of a chatas ha'if, then the kohen could eat the entire chatas ha'if, so the entire chatas ha'if no longer has a din me'ila. Based on this akdama, let us see our Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, v'kulon ein matam beis ha'bliya, u'moylem behen, chutz me'chatas ha'if sh'asolim atah, k'maisa chatas l'shem chatas. In all the cases of our Mishnah, even if the carbon was pasul, but on maisa it was a proper malika, and therefore the oif is no longer an avela, and therefore it would not be in metameh beis ablia. And in addition, in all cases of our Mishnah, the din of me'ila will always apply, as certainly by an oila, me'ila always applies, as an oila never loses the din of me'ila. And since the carbon chatas was pasul, and therefore the kohen has no right to eat this carbon, certainly the din of me'ila would still apply to the chatas oif. However, the Mishnah gives one exception, as certainly in the first case of our Mishnah, where someone brought a carbon chatas ha'if properly, and once he did the hazah sadam properly, then the din of me'ila would not apply. Certainly, it's pashut why the Mishnah did not mention another exception. The Mishnah doesn't mention an exception, benegay the sixth case of the Mishnah, or the first case, benegay the ilas ha'if, where the Mishnah stated, ilas ha'if shasal ma'ila kamaisa ilas sham ilas kshira. Certainly, even though the ilas ha'if is completely kosher, but certainly the din of me'ila would apply, as an ilas never loses the din of me'ila, as all of the basa of an ilas ha'if is placed on the mizbeach, and therefore it's kaddish l'Hashem, and certainly the din of me'ila applies. And the Mishnah continues and now brings a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua in another specific case, as the Mishnah teaches us, ilas ha'if shasolam atah k'maisa chatos l'shem chatos, that if one is bringing ilas ha'if and he does davidus l'matam mechut hasikra, if he performed the maisa chatos and he did so l'shem chatos, then Rabbi Elazar imem ma'ilim bar, Rabbi Elazar imem ma'ilim bar, Rabbi Elazar holds that's still considered an ha'ila, and therefore the din of me'ila would still apply. However, Rabbi Shua imem ma'ilim bar, Rabbi Shua states that although the carbon is pasul, however, we now look at this carbon as if it's a carbon chatos, and l'maisa, since he did hazah, therefore the din of me'ila would not apply. And let us now go back to our Gemara, as our Gemara discusses the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah spoke about oil saif. The Mishnah taught us that if a kohen brings an oil l'maylim mechut hasikra, but he performs the oil k'maisa chatos, even though he does so l'shem oil, then the carbon would be pasul. The Gemara is the shani b'mai, and which avodah did the kohen do l'shem chatos, as ilayim the shani b'malika, as if you will say they made a change by Malika, and instead of severing two simanim, he only severed one simon. However, the Gemara is that can't be. Al hadik tani sefer kulan im matam beis abliyo ma'ilim ben named like Rabbi Shua. The Iker Rabbi Shua amayim ma'ilin. As since we just saw that next Mishnah, the Mishnah starts off with the sheet of the Tanakhama and all the cases of our Mishnah, and since they did a proper Malika, therefore tumas beis abliyo would not apply, and the din of mi'ila would apply. And as Rashi points out, that since the Mishnah states v'kulan, so it's mashma that's going on every case of our Mishnah, and even on the last case of the Mishnah, where the kohen did the avodas of an oila l'matam mechut hasikra, and even if he performed the avodas of the oila k'maisa chatos l'shem chatos, and even though the carbon is pasul, but the din of me'ila would still apply, and l'chayr, the stomach of this Mishnah would not be like Rabbi Yeshua. And as we saw, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if someone brings a carbon oila l'matam mechut hasikra and he does k'maisa chatos l'shem chatos, then the carbon changes into a carbon chatos, since the kohen did a proper azar, so there no longer would be an issa me'ila. Certainly, we don't want the beginning of the next Mishnah to go like Rabbi Elazar, as Rabbi Elazar Shemuti, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar. He causes this question, so the Gemara states, Ve'el b'mitzoy, in the Chanami, when our Mishnah gives a scenario where a person brought a carbon o'ilo l'matim mechut hasikra, he did so k'maisa chatas l'shem o'ilo. Certainly, we're talking about a case where he initially did the malika properly, he severed both simanim. The only change that we're referring to is because instead of doing mitzvah adam, which is the proper avodas adam for an eilus oif, he only did azaras adam like a korban chatas. And the Mishnah teaches us that this eilus oif would be pasul, since our Mishnah is talking about a case where the kohen did the malika properly. Or in the last case of our Mishnah, where it was a salamata kamaisa kulan, where we stated as psula. So one of the scenarios that the Mishnah is referring to was someone brought an eilus oif lamata mechuta sikra, and he did hazah instead of mitzvah adam, but certainly he did the malika like an eilus oif, and he actually severed both simanim. And certainly even Rabbi Shua agrees that in this scenario, since he actually did the malika like an eilus oif, then certainly it doesn't become a chatas, and certainly the din of me'ila would still apply, and the ratio of the next Mishnah can be going l'divrei HaKol. And when the next Mishnah brings down a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, it's discussing a scenario that was not mentioned in our Mishnah at all, and the Mishnah is discussing a case where someone brought an eilus oif l'mata mechuta sikra, and he did all the avodos like the ma'isa chatas. Not only did he do azar and not mitzvah adam, but he also did the malika like a chatas, and he only cut through one of the simanim. And that case, Rabbi Shua says that we look at this as a carbon chatas, therefore the isim ilu would not apply. But the Gemara is not happy with this point, as the Gemara continues, im sefa, let us see the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua that's brought in the next Mishnah, as the Mishnah tells us, eilus oif she'asala mata k'maisa chatas she'shem chatas, Rabbi Lezer im meilim ba, Rabbi Shua im meilim ba. The Gemara is the shani v'mai, and what change did you make in this carbon? As if you will explain that just like our Mishnah was talking about a shinu b'mitzui, or the next Mishnah is also talking about a shinu b'mitzui, this kayin brought a carbon eilus oif l'mata mechuta sikra, and although he did a proper malika and he severed both simanim, however he only did hazah and he did not do mitzvah adam, but certainly that cannot be the case of the Mishnah, and certainly Rabbi Yeshua would not be chelik or blessed in that case, as we previously explained, as Eimed Am Rabbi Yeshua the shani b'malika b'mitzui mi'amar, as when did Rabbi Yeshua teach us that a carbon eilus oif can be changed to become a chatas oif is only if he followed all the procedures of a carbon chatas, and not only did he do hazah, but he also only performed malika on one simon, and therefore the carbon becomes a chatas, and the din of me'ilu would not apply. However, the Tukayin initially took the eilus oif, and he did malika of both simonim l'matam mechuta sikra, and the only thing that he changed was instead of doing mitzvah adam, he did hazah sadam. So in that case, certainly Rabbi Shu would agree that it's still considered an eilus oif, and therefore the din of me'ilu would apply, and if so, it must be ve'ela b'malika. And the case in the next Mishnah where Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua Achaylik is specifically talking about a case where the Kohen took the Eilus Ha'if and he did the Avodis L'mata Mechuta Sikra. Not only did he do Hazah instead of Mitzoy, but during Malika, he only severed one simon like a Chatas Ha'if. And based on this, so the Gemara is bothered, Reisha V'Sefer B'Malika Mitzias V'Mitzoy, doesn't make sense that you explain that the Reisha of Mishnah could even be going like the Tanakama, not like Rabbi Elazar Shimon. The Reisha is even talking about a change of Malika, and the next Mishnah where we have Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua is also talking about a case of Shinu B'Malika. And meanwhile, in the second case of our Mishnah, where the Mishnah is discussing the case of an Eilus Ha'if that was brought L'mayla Mechuta Sikra, and it was done K'maisa Chatas L'Shem Oila, so in order to make sure that the beginning of the next Mishnah can even be going like Rabbi Shua, so we explained that the only Shinui that he did was he didn't do Mitzui, and he only did Azah, but he didn't make any change in the actual Malika, and he did Malika both Simanim like a Karban Oila. The Gemara explains in that in the Chanami, Reisha V'Sefer B'Malika, that the Reisha V'Sefer are referring to a case where he changed the Maisa Malika as well, and Mitziyasa B'Mitzui, in the Chanami, the middle case of our Mishnah, and the first case of the next Mishnah, is specifically talking about a case where he changed Mitzui, and instead of doing Mitzui, he only did Hazah Sadam. Therefore, the Reish of our Mishnah can be going like the Tanakama, and not like Rabbi Elazar Shimon, and the Seif of our Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Shua, and not like Rabbi Elazar Shamuti. And let us continue with the new Mishnah, as the Kulan Eim Matam and Beis Abliyah, Umeilim Ben, Chutz Mechatas Oiv, Shasalamata, Kamaisa Chatas, Hashem Chatas, that in all the cases of our Mishnah, and even in the case where the carbon would be puzzle. However, since, as we previously explained, in all the cases of our Mishnah, one did a proper malika, so even though the carbon may be puzzle, but the maisa it's no longer an avela, therefore it would not be metame abeis abliya. Keep in mind that certainly this din goes on the case of our Mishnah of shleil lishma b'negeya oila, as if someone brings a carbon oil to oiv and he does so l'shem chatas, then the carbon is actually kosher, el shleil ol b'ayim l'shem chayva, and certainly the oiv doesn't become tamei, and certainly it's not metame abeis abliya. And the Mishnah also teaches us that in all the cases of our Mishnah, the Medina Me'ilah would apply, and certainly in all the cases of our Mishnah, but the Gei Karban Eilus Ha'if, then the Dina Me'ilah always applies, as an Eilus Ha'if is never mutter for a Kohen to eat, and therefore the Dina Me'ilah always applies, not only in a case where the Eilu was puzzle, but even in the sixth case of our Mishnah. Mishnah of Oilus Oivshah Salam Eilu Kamaisa Oilus Shem Oiluk Shira, but certainly the din of Meilu would apply. However, the Mishnah teaches us that there's one exception to this rule, as although certainly in all the cases of the Chathas Oiv in our Mishnah, where the Chathas is Pasol, and therefore there was never a time that is wanted for a Kohen to eat this carbon, certainly there was in a Sahila, so certainly the din of Meilu would still apply. However, the Mishnah teaches us that certainly in the first case of a Mishnah, where there was Chathas Oivshah Salam Mata Kamaisa Chathas Shem Chathas, where you brought a carbon Chathas Oiv properly, and the carbon is mamish kosher, then certainly once you did Azor Sadam properly, then the bus of the Chathas is mutter for the Kohen, therefore certainly the din of Me'ilu would not apply, and as Rashi brings down, the Kulon, Afal Pisha Nifsalu, and even though it's Pasal, Malikasim and Tarasim and Dein Bela, Vein Mitam and Besabliya could din of Vela Saiv Tar, Rashi continues, Umaylim Behen, Vaaf Bechathas, and even by a Chathas, Hoyl Venifsalu, Vein Behen Shas Hetel Kohenim, certainly Lo Yatsum Dein Me'ilu Shabahen, as we already explained, our Mishnah now continues and brings another case, and this case was actually not discussed in our Mishnah, as Eilus Oiv Shasolam Mata Kamaisa Chatal Shem Chatas, if a Kohen brought an Eilus Oiv, and he did all the Avodos Lamata Mechotah Sikra, and while doing all the Avodos, he did the Avodos like a Chatas, and he also like Kavan L'Shem Chatas, and as we explained, that not only did he do Azal like a Chatas, but he also only did Malik on one Simon like a Karman Chatas. Specifically in this case, there's Machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua, as Rabbi Leza Oim and Meilun Ba, Rabbi Leza states that still Eilus Oiv, and therefore the Din of Me'ilu would still apply. And Rabbi Shua states, although this carbon would be pasal, however, we consider it as if it's a carbon chatas, since he did both the malika as well as the hazal like a carbon chatas, therefore the dinam ila would not apply. Ayin Rashi, Rabbi Leza im ma'ilim ba, the oilahi, as lamaisa is a carbon ila sa'if, umiyatsim milasa, vishaset lakainim ila, and certainly the bus never became mutta to the kainim, and Rabbi Shua imma im ma'ilin, the kivin the shina shma, myself, umukab l'shem chatas, nasis chatas, kinim farish bigamara. Now our Mishnah now continues and brings the discussion between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Shua regarding their shitais. However, ultimately, as we explained and as we saw in Rashi, Rabbi Shua's ultimate reason will be explained in the Gemara as Kivashina Shmar Masel Mukmal Shem Chatas Nasas Chatas. The Mishnah continues on Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza stated to Rabbi Shua that certainly in this case the Din of Me'ila should apply as a Ma'am Chatas She'im Ma'ilim Ba L'Shma Kashashina Shma Ma'ilim Ba. The Madach, if you bring a Karman Chatas properly and you have Kavanas L'Shma, then we know once the Kohen did Azor properly, the Kohen can eat the entire Chatas Oif, therefore the Din of Me'ilu doesn't apply. Even so, Kishishina Shma Ma'ilim Ba, that if you did all the Maisim of the Chatas properly, and you only have Kabbana Shalei L'Shma, then since the Karban Chatas is Pasol, and certainly the Kohen has no right to eat from the Karban Chatas, so therefore the Din of Me'ilu still applies, and if so, it should be Pashatas, so Ilu Shema'ilim Ba L'Shma, that Medegeya Karban Ilu Sa'if, where we know that even if one would bring the Karban Ilu Sa'if properly, the Din of Me'ilu would always apply, as it never Shas Hetel Kainim, as the entire Eilus Oiv is Hukravan Mizbeach. Therefore, certainly, because Shishina Shema in the Din Shemaluba, and certainly in this case, where one brought Eilus Oiv, Lamatim Echot Sikra, he did so Lashem Chatas, then certainly the Din of Me'ilu should apply. As Rashi points out, the Rabbi Leza is even saying to Rabbi Shua, that even you agree in the last Mishnah, that if someone brings a carbon Eilu Lashem Chatas, that the Din of Me'ilu would certainly apply. However, the Mishnah continues, Amalei Rabbi Shua responds to Rabbi Leza, Loim Amri Bechata Shishina Shema Lashem Eilu, Shekin Shina Shema, and your kavul chaim doesn't work, as I could explain that the reason why if someone brings a chatas oiv and he brings it l'shem oila, that the din of me'ila would still apply since he changed its name to an oila, which is a davish sheish by me'ila. Therefore, you can't bring a raya to a case of a oila shashin eshma as time by oila shashin eshma l'shem chatas shkein shin eshma l'davish sheish by me'ila, as when a kohen is bringing his oila oiv and he has kavan l'shem chatas. So since his kavan was l'shem chatas, which is a davish sheish by me'ila after hazar. But maybe even though this carbon is puzzle, possibly the Din of Me'ilu should not apply. We continue in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Before we continue with Rabbi Lezer's response to Rabbi Shua, let us point out the following. As we previously learned, Kachi Kachim Shchitasim Mitzafayin and Kachim Kalim Shchitasim Michal Makayim. As we already mentioned, that a carbon Eilu will always have Me'ilu, as it's never Nechal Akoinim, and the Bas and Neimurim are burnt on a Mizbeach. And where the Din of Me'ilu only applies to carbon Chatas prior to Zrikas Adam, and after Zrikas Adam, the Din of Me'ilu only applies to Emurim, which will go on a Mizbeach, but since the Basar will be Nechal Kainim, the Din of Me'ilu no longer applies to the Basar. And our Mishnah now continues, Amalei Rabbi Leza. So Rabbi Leza says to Rabbi Shua, Re'kachi kachim sheshachtam bedarim, meshchotin l'shem kachim kalim yichichu, shkein shine shmam l'davin shem bay me'ilu, ma'ilu ben. Therefore, af ata, at the time ala ilu, af al pisha shine shmam l'davin shem bay me'ilu, shem alu ba. Rabbi Leza explains that I will prove to you that Me'ilu applies says, even by an oila, shasolamatim chutasikra, kamaisa chatas or shamchatas, since we know that kachi kachim is shchitasim mitzafoin, and if someone shechts on the south side of the Azor, like kachim kalim, then the carbon is pasul. Certainly, this psul applies even if he had intent to bring this carbon as a carbon shlamim, which although his intent and his maisim were done as a shlamim, and even if he did zrikas adam properly, and even though his intent was for kachim kalim, which is a davashem b'me'ila, but since the carbon ultimately is pasul, as it was nishcha b'darim, the basa of this carbon never became mutar to kainim, and therefore the din of me'ila still applies. Therefore, even in the case of an ilus saif, whose avodis were all done as a chata saif, which after hazar is generally not susceptible to me'ila, however, since the carbon is pasul, so certainly it didn't have a shas hetel kainim, and the isa of me'ila should continue to apply. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, Amalei Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua's response to Rabbi Leza, Loim am b'kachi kachim, sheshachtu medarim, v'shachtu l'shem kachim kalim, shkin shina shmam, odav sheish by isa of hetar, tayim ba'ila, sheshina shmam, odav shekulay hetar. And Rabbi Shua explains to Rabbi Leza that you can't bring raya from kachi kachim that was nishkat as kachim kalim and nishkat p'darim, as although it was nishkat for odav sheim by me'ila, the isa me'ila doesn't apply to the bus of kachim kalim. However, there is still an element of me'ila that always applies to kachim kalim, as the isa me'ila always applies to the murin, which are kodesh l'Hashem, and maybe that's why the din of me'ila would still apply to its basar. However, when changing an oila sa'if and doing all its avedis as a chata sa'if and b'makim chata sa'if, since we know that once one does hazah of a regular chata sa'if, then the isa me'ila doesn't apply at all, not to the basar or the emurim of the chata sa'if, as a chata sa'if is cool in nechal akainim, and therefore, zok Rabbi Shua, possibly even if you brought a chata sa'if and you brought a lamatim echota sikra and you did all the ba'isa chatas and l'shem chatas, that the din of me'ila would not apply, and we will stop over here.